Welcome to this service of worship, coming to you from St Andrew's and St George's West Parish Church in Edinburgh. My name is Rosie McGee. I am the minister here, and through the wonders of technology, I am joined by our organist, Brigitte Harris, singers Eleanor Wilson, Caitlin McGillivray, Drew Crichton, and Andrew Carville. Our reader today is Pat McCarroll. From wherever and whenever you are listening to this, you are welcome. Once gathered, now scattered, we welcome one another into this time of being together in spirit. We worship, seeking the unity of the Spirit, the grace of Christ, and the peace of God. These days are like no other we have ever experienced, yet even and especially in the midst of these uncommon times, we can count on the constant presence of the one who calls each of us by name and encircles each of us with love. We worship God through the singing of the first verse of hymn number 782, Lord of Life, we come to you. That to be with God in prayer is to be with what we cannot see, cannot touch, cannot wrap our arms or minds around, yet we trust that God's presence and love are actually what is most real and everlasting. Let us pray. Lord of life, Father and Mother of us all, we come to you. Today we are particularly aware that we are together as one through the power of your Spirit, a Spirit who knows no bounds or limits. While our Sunday morning practices have been disrupted and we miss being with our church family, we thank you that you are no less present to us. You are closer than we can possibly imagine. We praise you that you can be worshipped anywhere and everywhere, from kitchen table or armchair, as well as through means of laptop or phone. We lament the pain and disruption in our world, in our nation, in our city, and in our lives. We bring our pain to you. For you are more acquainted with pain than we can possibly imagine. We are united in seeking comfort and hope that will sustain us in our confusing times, our lonely times, our anxious times, our disappointed times. We confess where we have failed you in thought, word, or deed. Where we have let anxiety bring out the worst in us rather than the best in us. Forgive us. We confess, confident in the assurance that there is no failing so great you cannot forgive, and no hurt so deep you cannot heal. Help us all be honest with you and with others about our fears and doubts, and also to notice the unfolding beauty of nature. May we give ourselves permission to share moments of levity when they arise, for there is healing in both tears and laughter. Help us to reach out to others in new ways and be open to their reaching out to us. Help us to be rigorous in our trust of your promises and to recognize in the depth of our being that we are not alone. For you promise to be with us even until the end of the age. It is in our Saviour's name that we ask and act. Amen. Our reading and meditation this morning will be interspersed with the singing of hymn number 694, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Pat brings our gospel reading to us from her home in the north of Edinburgh.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, beginning at verse 22. Jesus cures a blind man at Bethsaida. They came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had put saliva on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Can you see anything?" And the man looked up and said, "I can see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he looked intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him away to his home, saying, "Do not even go into the village."
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. The nursing home where my mother lives is not open to visitors at the minute. It is absolutely the best way to protect her and others. Yet today, on Mothering Sunday, such absences from our loved ones are felt even more keenly. This type of absence, this not being with, is increasingly marking our days. The scale of social distancing and self-isolation is increasing. Restrictions on gatherings have been taken to new levels. So what does it mean to be present with when we can't be with? Many of our community are being required to self-isolate. The terminology itself can sound somewhat alarming. In the United States, the expression used for self-isolating is sheltering in place. To me, that has a less clinical feel. Churches are sometimes referred to as shelter houses. Well, this Sunday morning, we are sheltering in place. How we frame and name our experiences will shape the experience of living through these days. And how we see this strange new world around us is a mirror of our interior world, our spiritual lives. As our everyday world appears to constrict, to shrink, perhaps the call, the opportunity, is to go deeper. Can we go deeper to sense the closeness of those we love and can't touch? Can we see with the eyes of our heart those whom we love yet can't see in person? We are all living into the answers to those questions day by day as we respond to our changing social landscape. At St. Andrew's and St. George's West, whether it's the new WhatsApp group or a growing number of people committing to pause for prayer at 1 o'clock each day, folk in our community, like many others, are finding ways to go deeper, developing taproots into new ways of being community. The fact that you are listening to this service online is part of a collective response that says, worshiping God is core to who we are. In order for us to be us, we are going to find new ways to be together in worship. So while I may not be able to look up and see the faces of the choir in the gallery, I can see them with the eyes of my heart. While I may not be able to break the bread with others, I can see each of you with the eyes of my heart. We may not be able to share the peace using British Sign Language as we have been doing these past weeks, but as I speak, I am making the sign for peace. Will you join me? You might well ask, well, what's the point if no one can see me? Well, we can embody peace in many different ways, and whether anyone else sees or not, it still makes a difference. We can embody peace within ourselves by doing something as simple as making the sign for peace in front of the bathroom mirror each morning. Mirroring peace, embodying peace, can happen in so many ways. We embody peace when we buy just the food we need at the supermarket, knowing there is enough if everyone would share. After all, it was Jesus who taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Much of our current discourse speaks of being at war with this virus, but we are not at war with each other. What new ways can we see of being at peace with one another and within ourselves? New ways of seeing. Often the biblical notion of seeing goes way deeper than how our eyes actually work. In our reading, Jesus leads a man who is blind outside the city, spits into his hands, and rubs the spit on the blind man's eyes. Now, if this has you automatically reaching for your hand sanitizer, that's fine. Any prompt is good. But this story is not setting out to contravene public health advisories. It has something to teach us about the nature of spiritual healing, spiritual touch. In the story, Jesus then asks the man if he can see anything. The man responds that he can see, but the people walking around look like trees. He knows that things as they stand, well, they're far from normal. More will need to be done. This person is honest. He tells Jesus exactly what he is experiencing, no more, no less. In a similar way, we live these days in a threshold state of seeing, but not clearly. Things are far from normal. We don't fully understand what is going on. Day-to-day life is unpredictable and confusing. This threshold discipleship calls us into community, into dialogue, into conversation. We test our understandings with others. Do you see what I see? In the fog, I'm not sure if those are trees or people. Can you help? How can I help you? How can we help each other? The process of sharing itself reduces anxiety and confusion. We may be physically alone, but we are still in this together. Conversation is just what happens in the story. Jesus again lays his hands on the man's eyes, and this time his sight is completely restored. What's that about? Was Jesus having an off day? One that required a divine do-over? We may be surprised that the man did not see clearly at first, but Jesus was not. Jesus asks the question, but he already knows the answer. The great physician is involving the patient, entering into dialogue, giving the man an opportunity to tell him what is really going on, which sets the scene for further healing. The message here is that healing is relational, and that the process of healing is ongoing. It happens over the long haul. The repeated points of contact we are developing with one another are going to be touchstones for ongoing healing in the months ahead. So whether by phone or WhatsApp or FaceTime, this is the time for new conversations. Conversations made possible perhaps through new technical skills we never thought we would acquire. Conversations that are perhaps more honest because we don't feel that we have to put on our Sunday best faces. We also expect honesty from our leaders and decry those who seek to spread misinformation. Jesus invites us to be honest with ourselves, with others, and with God. That itself is a departure point for healing on this journey. Whatever goes on within us and around us in the days and weeks ahead, we are in this together. This Lent, we may be discovering in more ways than we could have possibly imagined who we are as individuals, as community, and as a world. A friend who is currently sheltering in place sought to bring some levity to her situation yesterday by sharing online, "Well, I hadn't intended to give up this much for Lent." It is still okay to find occasion to smile. In fact, it's to be encouraged. Perhaps it's no accident that a smile looks remarkably like the British Sign Language sign for peace. I leave that thought with you. And more significantly, In John chapter 14, Jesus leaves these words for each of us. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Amen. Circumstances, the Apostle Paul invites us not to be anxious or worried, but rather to make our requests known to God in prayer. It is in that confidence that we come as children of a loving Creator with our prayers for the world. The sung response will be, Lord of life, we come to you, and we will conclude with the words of the Lord's Prayer. Please join me in praying the words of this prayer as you would wish. Let us pray. God of compassion, you watch our ways and weave, even through terrible happenings, glimmers of goodness and grace. Our world stands shaken by COVID-19. Many are lost in grief and shock. Many are overwhelmed by the demands everyday life now makes of them. We pray particularly for the families and friends of those who have died. May they be comforted through Jesus Christ, who dies but lives again with you. For healthcare workers caring sacrificially for others and those who are being recalled for service. We pray for those in financial hardship and the governments who make decisions affecting them. For those of us who feel vulnerable, weary, or isolated. For those who fear for their mental, physical, or emotional well-being. We pray for children and students who have had their school and university studies curtailed and struggle to make sense of it all. For parents who now struggle even more to juggle work and home life. For all those who are already living on the edge before this pandemic began. We pray for those for whom no one prays by name. They are known and named by you. In each and every situation, loving God, bring your healing. You know our needs before we ask, yet invite us to be partners in the healing process, to join with others in the circle of love that is Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, the love that will never end. And hear us now as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught his followers to pray in the privacy of their own rooms. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lord,
friends, be of good courage. Hold on to what is good. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering and honour all people. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, this day and evermore. Amen.